Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Ezra, chapter 9. Schofield Bible, page 538. Ezra, chapter 9. We'll read a verse there. We'll go to the next chapter, read a verse there, and read a couple more verses in another book. I'll direct you later. Ezra, chapter 9, verse 4. Let's stand, please, and we'll join in reading this verse all together. And let's read, ready? Then were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away, and I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. Now, chapter 10 and verse 3, and we'll read that together. Ready? Now, therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Now turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, the last chapter of Isaiah, and in your Schofield Bible, page 770. First, we'll read verse 2. We'll read that together. Ready? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. And verse 5. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, Let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Let's pray. Father, we're sure thankful for this great book. We don't realize perhaps often enough at what great sacrifice it was preserved for us. We're thankful for those who paid the price in the past. Pray that you'd help us to always be willing to pay the price to stand for thy word, for the King James Bible. We pray that you'd bless us tonight as we hear something of thy word from the man of God. We pray for an anointing of thy spirit upon those who hear as well as he who preaches to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to the book. What a marvelous book it is that we preach and do it justice as we speak and as we hear and as we respond. Please. Amen. Tonight, in the scripture we read a moment ago, be sure my treble's all the way up, bass is all the way down. In Isaiah 66:2, in Isaiah 66:5, in Ezra 9:4, and in Ezra 10:3, all those verses have one thing in common. They deal with the trembling at the Word of God. You may have noticed, as read a while ago, it talks about trembling at the Word of God. The word tremble is often used in the Bible. Let me give you some synonyms for the word tremble. One synonym would be shaken, terrified, quaked, afraid, frightened, kindled, startled. All of these words are synonyms of the word tremble. The Bible says in Ezra twice that they trembled at the words of God. In Isaiah 66 it says twice that they trembled at the words of God. The word tremble comes from a word that means sort of a burning sensation. For example, you get excited and you could tremble with excitement, or you could tremble with anger, or you can tremble with fear, or you can tremble with surprise. But it means a burning sensation. Let me give you some times this word or a root word of it is used in the Bible. Don't leave me now. Listen carefully to me. And for example, in Exodus 19 verse 18, there was the quaking on Mount Sinai when Moses went to Mount Sinai. And the word quaking there, it comes from the root word tremble. Isaac, when hearing that Jacob had deceived him. The word trembled in Genesis 27 and 33, or a root of that word is used. Adonijah, who was David's son, who thought he should be king. And by the way, David's three oldest boys had died, and Adonijah was the fourth oldest, and he was the one that thought he'd be the next king. Until David decided Solomon would take his place. When Adonijah just found and his guest found that Solomon was to be the king instead of Adonijah, the word that is used is the word here that we translate the word trembled. An army that was in terror in Judges chapter 8 and verse 12, the word is used concerning the root word that we translate trembled. Joseph's brothers, when they found out that Joseph was still alive, and when they went to Egypt, the word there, when they found he was alive, that same word that we translate trembled is used. When Israel went into captivity and God punished them and sent them into captivity, their response to that captivity, they trembled, that word is used again. The unprepared, when Jesus comes, the word is used for the unprepared when Jesus comes, trembling at his coming. When Daniel's companions heard about a certain vision, the word tremble there is used once again. At the downfall of Tyre, the nations trembled, the Bible says. When Potiphar heard the accusation that Joseph had seduced his wife and or tried to rape his wife, when Potiphar heard that accusation, he was angry, and the root word for the word trembled is used. God's feeling over Israel's murmuring and complaining is described by this root word. A burning sensation. God was upset. He was burned up, as it burned up, as it were, because of Israel's murmuring and complaining. When the people of the Bible came in the presence of a king, their feeling was a feeling that this word tremble, like this word tremble. When Eli heard that the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines, and he fell over backward and his neck broke and he died, the word, when he heard it, was the word tremble. Now, in our text, we find that this burning sensation, this trembling sensation, is connected with the Word of God. In every verse we read a while ago, it tells about somebody that trembled at the Word of God. Now let me give you a few things about it. In the first place, we should tremble at the reading of the Word of God. Now that doesn't mean that we're frightened about the Word of God. Sometimes we are. But there should be that burning sensation. Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9, he had decided to quit the ministry and had quit the ministry. But the Bible says that the Word of God was like a fire in his bones, and that burning is what he's talking about here. People oftentimes ask me, Brother Howes, how long do you read the Bible every day? And the answer is this: I read the Bible every day until my heart burns on the inside. Till God speaks to me and I burn on the inside. I'm saying, ask you a question tonight. How long has it been since you read the Bible and you burned on the inside? How long has it been since you looked at Psalm 91? He that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and you burned on the inside. How long has it been since you looked at John 14? Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive. There's several shouting spots in that verse right there. How long has it been since you read that and your heart burned on the inside? How long has it been since you read Revelation 21:2? And I, John, saw the holy city coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. You stop to realize about the holy city, the city four square, with streets of gold and gates of pearl and foundations of precious stone. How long has it been since you read about that and didn't yawn, but your heart burned on the inside? How long has it been since you read Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. How long has it been since you read Romans 8:28? We know that all things work together for good for them that love God, for them that are called according to His purpose. How long has it been since you read that and said, well, praise God, hallelujah, and your heart burned on the inside? How long has it been since you read Philippians 4:19? My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and you burned on the inside. How long has it been since you read Romans 8:37? For we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Or we are unconquerable through Him that loved us. How long has it been since you read Isaiah 54:17, which says, and I love this, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. How long has it been since you got a part of this book and read this book and your heart burned on the inside? Ladies and gentlemen, we need some people that can get excited about the book of God, who tremble with a burning sensation and thrill and become excited, and their blood pressure increases when they read the blessed word of God. I said in the first place, trembling at the reading of the word of God. I told the staff men this morning, I was reading this week the Psalms, as I read every week. I read every day. I read some of the Psalms, some of the Proverbs, and some of the Acts of the Apostles. I was reading the 23rd Psalm again. I'd never seen this. I'd read it, but never seen this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Now, I'd never seen this. The word there is evil. Didn't say he wouldn't fear death. Said he wouldn't fear any evil at death. The psalmist wasn't saying he wasn't afraid to die. He didn't want to die any more than you do. But the psalmist said, nothing bad's going to befall me when I die. The word evil there means something bad be done to him. The psalmist said, I may not want to die, but I don't fear anything bad happening even when I die. And I read that thing. And why? Why don't I fear anything bad? For thou art with me. Bless God, my heart began to burn. I had a shouting spell right there where I was. When I stopped to fill out the psalm, David, he didn't want to die. He's like me. I don't want to die either. And you don't want to die either. But bless God, if I die tonight, I don't fear any evil befalling me. I may fear the pain. I may not want my body to lay out here in corpse, and I wouldn't want my hairstyle to be changed while I'm in the grave. And I don't want to die. But praise God, I don't have any fear about anything bad befalling me when I die. And I just got real happy. I was on the airplane. You heard me say this. I was on the airplane one day. I was reading the Bible. And all of a sudden, I got so excited. I said, I love you. And the fellow beside me said, you do what? And I said, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to somebody else. He said, who are you talking to? I said, let me show you what I'm talking to you about here. I want to show you what I just read. I'm saying we need some Christians whose hearts burn when they read the blessed word of God. Tremble at the Bible. That is the second thing we're tremble about. That is, we're tremble or burn on the inside at the preaching of the Bible. Not only the reading of the Bible, but the preaching of the Bible. When the resurrected Christ walked on the road to Emmaus with the Emmaus disciples and talked with him and asked them what was wrong, they said, our Lord's been crucified. They did not know it was Jesus. Our Lord's been crucified. We trusted him. Now he's dead. And Jesus started at the prophets and preached to them and revealed himself to them. And they said, surely our hearts did burn within us as he talked with us. Boy, I love preaching. I love preaching. I love to hear it. I love to do it. And brother, I pray for God to help me when I preach up here that your heart will burn on the inside. I hope right now you feel that burning on the inside, trembling because the word of God is being preached. Ms. Hiles and I went to the Holy Land. We toured El Paso and Houston and Dallas and Fort Worth. And we went to the Holy Land the first time as back in the old middle 1960s, I think it was. And we went to Cairo, Egypt. Our party went to a Baptist church there. And they asked me if I'd preach in a Baptist church there on a Sunday night. And I did preach. Little building, must have been about the size of a third of this section right here. And sitting right in front of me, wake that fellow up right there. Wake up. I'm preaching to you, son. And it's not a slumber party. It's a preaching party. And so I right in front of me, just about 3 feet, was a fellow who was a Muslim. And he had on all that garb, you know. And I thought, good night, what's he doing here? And I preached that night, and I thought, man alive. That guy's going to hate me when I get through. And I preached Jesus that night, little church in Cairo, Egypt. And right, they put a glass of water there on the pulpit. I don't like glass of water. And I did exactly what I'm doing right now. I spilled that glass of water, and it all went on this Muslim fellow's lap. And I said, that does it. Now, if he get mad at me, he'll probably whoop me after it's over. Invitation time came. The first person down the aisle was that fellow dressed in the Muslim outfit. He trusted Christ as his Savior. And as he walked out, he came up and shook my hand
And he was crying and grinning at the same time. And he talked in his own language. And I asked the interpreter, what did he say? And the interpreter said, he said, when Heil speaks, heart burns. When Heil speaks, heart burns. Listen, let me tell you something. You ought to tremble and rejoice and burn at the preaching of the blessed word of God. Then number three, don't put your shoes on, ladies. The last 2 points are longer than the first two. Not only are we to tremble at the reading of the Word of God and at the preaching of the Word of God, we're to tremble at the commandments of the Word of God. What does that mean? That means we're to be afraid of what will happen if we don't obey the commandments of God. Look at Sodom and tremble, Sodomites. Look at Sodom and tremble, queer. Look at the Word of God that tells how that Sodom was. And by the way, God pity a mere daily. I cannot believe in my lifetime a mayor of Chicago would say that a queer that lives with a queer should get the same benefits that his wife gets. That is heresy in the sight of Almighty God. Look at Sodom, queer. Look and see what God did. Look at the Word of God and see how that God poured out fire and brimstone on the wicked city of Sodom because their sin of homosexuality and because they're lesbians. I'm saying, look at it and tremble, queer. I said tremble. I said tremble for fear for what God did in the blessed Word of God. Look at Ananias and Sapphira and tremble, non-tithers. The Word of God, tremble. Look at Achan and tremble, those who take what belongs to God. Look at Noah and tremble, you drunkards. Look at Absalom and tremble, you traitors. Look at Lot and tremble, you mercenaries. Look at Cain and tremble, you liberals. Look at Balaam and tremble, you new evangelicals. Look at Esau and tremble, you carnal Christians. Look at Naomi and Elimelech and tremble, you who leave the will of God. Look at Jacob and tremble, you deceivers. Look at Korah and tremble, you rebels. I'm trying to say, you look and see what God did to these people, and then you tremble for the fact that you may be committing the same sin. Look at the prodigal and tremble, ye despisers of parents and disobeyers of parents. Look at Judas Iscariot and tremble, those of you who are money hungry. Look at Demas and tremble, you worldlings. Look at Solomon and tremble, you woman chasers. Look at David and tremble, you lustful minds. Look at Bathsheba and tremble, you immodestly dressed women. Look at King Saul and tremble, you proud people. Look at John Mark and tremble, you quitter. Look at Rehoboam and tremble, you who failed to follow the advice of experience. Look at Ephraim and tremble, those who turned back in the day of battle. Look at John Mark and tremble, you quitter. Look at Ham and tremble, you sex perverts. Let me stop and say a word here. There's nothing any worse than to take the expression, listen to me, young people, the expression of love between a husband and wife and pervert it. God's method of replenishing the earth, and you make it a Playboy magazine kind of a thing. God have mercy on you perverts. I said, God have mercy on you perverts. I want to tell you something. The God of Sodom is alive tonight. And the God that caused the flood to rain on the earth because of Noah is alive tonight. And the God that smote Ananias and Sapphira because they robbed God is alive tonight. And the God that caused Achan and his family to be stoned to death because they took that belonged to God is alive tonight. I'm saying the God of judgment is alive tonight. Look at the Word of God and see what God has done to sinful people and tremble, the Bible says. Look at Lot and tremble, ye committers of incest. Look at Gomer and tremble, you harlots. Look at Jezebel and tremble, you bossy wives. Look at Ahab and tremble, you henpecked husbands. And they wouldn't be any bossy wives if there were no henpecked husbands. Well, you say, well, how can I keep my wife from bossing me? You can't keep her from telling you what to do, but you can keep yourself from doing what she says. I'm trying to say, look at what God did to Ahab. That God's alive tonight. Look at their Jezebel and Ahab, and look at their blood being shed because of their wicked sin. The God of judgment is alive tonight. The God that sent the flood is alive tonight. The God that rained fire on Sodom is alive tonight. I'm saying the God of judgment is alive. Read the Word of God and tremble. Look at Jehoshaphat, you ecumenicals, and tremble. Look at Pilate and tremble, you compromisers. Look at Lot's wife and tremble, you, those who look back. Look at Tyre and Sidon and Chorazin, Bethsaida, Sodom, Gomorrah, Laodicea, and Thyatira, ye cities that reject God. Look at Sodom, San Francisco. Look and tremble, Mr. Clinton, as you plunge America toward destruction. Look and tremble, Mr. Jesse Jackson, as you lead your part of America toward socialism. And don't anybody say it's because he's black. I don't care if he's chartreuse, he's still a socialist. I'm sick and tired of black people saying, you're persecuting blacks, and you're a dumb bunny too. I love blacks as much as I love whites. I love every race in the world, red and yellow, black and white. They're precious in his sight. But I don't love socialism. I don't love the communism that Martin Luther King Jr. adhered to. I don't love it. Look and tremble, Mr. Daly, as you suggest that queer partners receive the same benefits as wives. Look and tremble, Mr. Dennis Rodman. You've got to face God someday. And every dime you've made because of your merchandising yourself and acting like a queer and a transvestite won't do you a bit of good when you stand before God Almighty. Look and tremble, Mr. Rodman, as you influence young people to be transvestites. Look and tremble, John MacArthur, as you make light of the blood of Jesus Christ. Look and tremble, Hugh Hefner, as you face God with the morals of a nation on your hands. Look and tremble, Kennedy family, as you answer to God for the broken homes, broken bones, broken lives, and broken hearts caused by your dirty liquor. Look and tremble, Arnold Schwarzenegger, as you lead men to admire your body while your movies destroy their souls. Let me tell you something tonight. If Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of your heroes, you're a wicked, ungodly Christian. No Hollywood whoremonger will be a hero of any child of God. Look and tremble, Janet Reno. Look and tremble, Edward Kennedy. Look and tremble, Jane Fonda. Look and tremble, Michael Jackson. Look and tremble, Madonna. Look and tremble, Clint Eastwood. Look and tremble, Donald Trump. Look and tremble, Liz Taylor. Look and tremble, state legislators with your lotteries and city leaders with your casinos. There's nothing in this country that is destroying the decency of America like the lotteries and the casinos. Nothing. Look and tremble, athletes and sports franchises who have helped destroy the Lord's day, and Christian people that sit in front of the box and watch those athletic contests on the Lord's day. Look and tremble, Supreme Court, for taking God from our public schools. Look and tremble, Bible publishers, for changing, adding to, and subtracting from God's Word for the almighty dollar. Look and tremble, doctors, for your vicious murders, but because you perform abortions, and the politicians who are co-murderers for allowing it to be legal. Tremble. Tremble at the reading of the Word. Tremble at the preaching of the Word. And tremble at the commandments of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we've about forgotten that God's a God of judgment. You don't hear much thundering out, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. You don't hear much preaching on hellfire, but hell is still in the Bible. And God still judges sin. And ladies and gentlemen, America has no excuse, and America has no exemption from the judgment of Almighty God. And the same God that caused Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon to fall, and the same God that caused Arius Media Persia to fall, and the same God that caused Alexander's Greece to fall, and the same God that caused the Caesar's Rome to fall, and the same God that caused Sodom to fall, that same God will pour out His judgment on America. We'll not get by with our sins. Look and tremble, America, at the Word of God. And then, number four, look and tremble at the changing of the Word of God. The changing of it. I get mad about it. The word means burn. I burn when I read the Word of God, and the inside of my heart burns. When I hear preaching the Word of God, my heart burns on the inside. Then when I see the commandments of God, I tremble lest I break the commandments of God and become the recipient of God's judgment. I also tremble and burn at the changing of the Word of God. It burns me up when the Revised Standard Version takes the King James that says, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive," and changes it from a virgin to a young woman. That doesn't burn you up, you're not a good Christian. That doesn't burn you up, you're not right with God. I burn at the changing of the Word of God. Burns me. It burns me when the Revised Standard Version takes Colossians 1:14, "In whom we have redemption through His blood," and they leave out the three words, "through His blood." That burns me up. In Acts 37, "And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." That entire verse is left out of the Revised Standard Version, and that burns me up. In the New English Bible, Matthew 1:16 says, "And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born." Notice, not a word about Joseph being his father. Joseph, the husband of Mary, who begat Jesus. In the footnotes of the New English Bible, it says, "Joseph, to whom Mary, a virgin, was betrothed, was the father of Jesus." That burns me up. That burns me. My Bible said before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. It burns me up when somebody says that Joseph was the father of Jesus. You say, "House, you lose your patience." You better know I'll lose my patience. But if I knew a curse word, I'd use it. If you know one, write it and I'll sign it. About these dirty guys that take my blessed Lord's book and change His book. I hope the day comes that Howells Anderson College uses any other version other than God's blessed King James Bible. I hope a tornado will destroy every building on that campus. I hope a flood will come and destroy the whole campus. I hope the doors will close and not one single chapel service, not one single class shall be taught. Why? It burns me up. And the Bible says tremble when somebody changes the Word of God. And then the New American Standard Version. Luke 2:33 said, "Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him." The American Standard changed it to this, "his father and his mother." Now the King James says, "Joseph and his mother." And the New American Standard, which is supposed to be the big fundamental Bible, says, "his father and his mother." Joseph was no more the father of Jesus than Jack Scott was. The seed that was placed in the womb of Mary was placed there by the Holy Ghost of Almighty God. The same New American Standard Version. The word Christ is left out of Acts 16:31. The word Christ is left out of Romans 1:16. The word Christ is left out of 1 Corinthians 9:1. The word Christ is left out of Ephesians 3:14. And the words "through His blood" are left out of Colossians 1:14. And Dr. Frank Logsdon, who wrote the introduction to the New American Standard Version of the Bible, asked that his name be removed. It burns me up when somebody leaves Christ's name out of the Bible. Burns me up. The New King James Version. I heard these words said by the committee. "We're just going to change a few archaic words and update them and let the original text be preserved. I heard them say that. 50,000 changes in the New King James Bible over the King James Bible. Daniel 3:12. Now the way they say, we're going to make it easier to understand. They took the word governor in Daniel 3:12. How many know what the word governor means? Raise your hand, would you please? And they changed it to satraps. How many of you, I'm going to ask you to tell me now, if you, how many of you know what the word satraps means? Sound like it's even harder to understand. May as well set mouse traps as far as I'm concerned. Maybe it caught some of the fellows that were just changing the Bible. 1 Peter 3:21, they took the word figure and changed it to antitype. The New King James Bible omits the word Lord 66 times. Takes out the word God 51 times and takes out the word heaven 50 times. The word Jehovah is taken out of the New King James. The word New Testament is taken out. The word damnation is taken out. And that burns me up. Makes me tremble. Take the NIV. NIV. Matthew 17:21. Howbeit this kind goeth forth not out but by prayer and fasting is omitted from the NIV. And the NIV is the big Bible that's so popular today. You go down the average bookstore. I don't care if it's on Holman Avenue. You go down the average bookstore. And you will find more New International Version, NIV Bibles, than you will King James Bibles. You go to the average independent Baptist church tonight, and they will exalt the NIV Bible. And yet, Matthew 17:21, howbeit this kind goeth not by out, but by prayer and fasting, is omitted. Matthew 18:11, the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost, is omitted. Mark 7:16, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. That was omitted. Mark 11:26, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. That's omitted. Mark 9:44, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. That's omitted. Mark 9:46, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. That's omitted. Mark 15:28, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, he was numbered among the transgressors, is omitted. Luke 17:26, two men shall be in the field, one shall be taken, and the other left, is omitted. Romans 16:24, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, is omitted. And 150 other scriptures with significant portions missing. And that burns me up. And it burns me more than that because a bunch of self-styled professors and intellectuals are teaching our preacher boys that that's the Word of God. He says, I'm not going to come back and hear you again. Good, I'll trim your tail feathers while you're here then. Six to nine times the names of our Lord God have been omitted from the New Testament alone. The new NIV was copyrighted by Zondervan Publishers. Used to be a reputable, trustworthy publishing house. Reportedly was sold to Rupert Murdoch in 1966. Rupert Murdoch also owns The Simpsons. He owns Fox TV. And he owns, reportedly, a pornographic paper in England which reportedly pictures a naked woman centerfold every day. You say, Brother Howard, what's the deal? I'll tell you exactly what the deal is. It's that right there. Exactly what it's all about. It's that right there. I'd rather be a pimp standing before God than a person that changes that book. I burn when I read it. I burn when I hear it preached. I burn when I see the commandments of God, and I burn when I see it changed. You are as good a Christian as you love that book. This book is called the Word of God, and our Savior is called the Word of God. And you can't love our Savior without loving this book, and you can't love this book without loving our Savior. And if you change this book, you're changing our Savior. Because the Word of God is synonymous with Jesus, who is the living Word of God. So, beloved saints of God, love the Word. Read the Word. Memorize the Word. Teach the Word. Preach the Word. Meditate on the Word. Delight in the Word. Defend the Word. Psalm 119, verse 1 says, walk in the Word. Psalm 119, verse 2 says, keep it. Psalm 119, verse 6 says, respect it. Psalm 119, verse 7 says, learn it. Psalm 119, verse 9 says, take heed to it. Psalm 119, verse 11 says, hide it in your heart. Psalm 119, verse 13 says, declare it. Psalm 119, verse 14 says, rejoice in it. Psalm 119, verse 15 says, meditate in it. Psalm 119, verse 16 says, delight in it. Psalm 119, verse 18 says, behold it. Psalm 119, verse 20 says, long for it. Psalm 119, verse 21 says, do not err from the Word of God. And Psalm 119, verse 24 says, seek counsel from it. And Psalm 119, verse 27 says, understand it. And Psalm 119, verse 30 says, choose it. Psalm 119, verse 30 says, lay it before you. Psalm 119, verse 31 says, stick with it. Psalm 119, verse 32 says, run with it. Psalm 119, verse 34 says, observe it. Psalm 119, verse 35 says, go in the path of the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 36 said, incline your heart to it. Psalm 119, verse 40 says, long for it. Psalm 119, verse 42 says, trust in it. Psalm 119, verse 43 says, hope in it. Psalm 119, verse 46 says, speak of it. Psalm 119, verse 47 says, love it. Psalm 119, verse 48 says, lift it up. Psalm 119, verse 51 says, decline not from it. Psalm 119, verse 52 says, remember it. Psalm 119, verse 54 says, sing it. Psalm 119, verse 61 says, do not forget it. Psalm 119, verse 62 says, be thankful for it. Psalm 119, verse 66 says, believe it. Psalm 119, verse 80 says, don't be ashamed of it. I said, don't be ashamed of it. I said, don't be ashamed of it. Psalm 119, verse 95 says, consider it. Psalm 119, verse 106 says, perform it. Psalm 119, verse 111 says, rejoice in it. Psalm 119, verse 120 says, be afraid of it. Psalm 119, verse 128 says, esteem it. Psalm 119, verse 131 says, long for it. Psalm 119, verse 133 says, order your steps by it. Psalm 119, verse 161 says, stand in awe of it. Psalm 119, verse 166 says, do it. Psalm 119, verse 173 says, to choose it. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, there ought to be revival of respect and belief in that old book. You're as good a Christian as you love that book. You love Jesus as much as you love that book. Tremble at it. Burn. Let your heart burn while you read it. Let your heart burn while you hear it preached. Let your heart burn while you see the commandments of God. Let your heart burn when you see a bunch of perverts changing the Bible to something else. They trembled at the Word of God. What are you doing with it? How much did you read today? If you added up all the newspaper time that's been spent today and all the time in this book, well, you said Sunday and I'm busy, but you got time to read the newspaper. You got time to read the funny pages. You got time to read the sport page. You got time to watch a ball game in the afternoon. Let me ask you a question. Compare the time you spent today watching a bunch of goons toss an inflated ball around and drop it through a basket to the time you spent in that book. There needs to be an old-fashioned revival of respect and love for that book tonight. They trembled at the Word of God. What are you doing with it? What does it mean to you? How long has it been since you read a chapter or a book? How long has it been since you read the Bible till you burned in your heart? It says they trembled in Ezra chapter 9 at the Word of God. In chapter 10 and verse 4, they trembled at the Word of God. Isaiah 66 verse 2, they trembled at the Word of God. Isaiah 66 and verse 5, they trembled at the Word of God. Tonight, independent fundamental Baptists need to get back to that book right there. I know folks in this room that haven't smoked a cigarette in years, haven't taken a drink, don't listen to rock music. It cleans a hound's tooth, but you don't know a thing about that book. That book is the answer. That book is the answer. It's the answer to your home. It's the answer to your marriage. It's the answer to your life. It's the answer to you being clean. It's the answer to your standards. It's the answer to your walk with God. It's the answer to getting your prayers answered. That book is the answer. How about you? Our Heavenly Father.